And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts since 1939, with a 5-star rated Superior service you deserve. Locally owned and operated for over 80 years, Superior Energy knows your community and unique needs. Receive personalized attention that goes above and beyond always. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
Good evening. You're in the Afterglow. It's where the crowd hangs out. Hi, I'm Father John Gatzak, and this is a radio program. Expect no miracles. We do not replace baldness with a full head of hair, remove wrinkles or age spots, nor do we plant or promise rose gardens. No magic. But then again, sometimes miracles do occur. Cures happen, life improves, and the pot of gold appears at the end of the rainbow. But don't hold your breath, boys and girls. Spontaneity is sometimes where life happens best, and at this time, all I ask of you is just to relax with me and enjoy our time together, to unwind, untangle, and get it all together. You know, some of us are more patient about waiting in line than others. No matter where you fall on this spectrum, you will at some point unavoidably find yourself stuck in the longest grocery line with the slowest checkout clerk, who appears content to wait a seeming eternity for a price check that never comes. How can you unruffle your anxiety and cultivate a more relaxed attitude for the long wait ahead of you? Well, what you need to do is practice stress reduction in the Afterglow. We'll show you that you yourself have the power to change the way you cope with stress, because the road to patience brings harmony. Yes, that's right. Harmony in the Afterglow. We're together in the Afterglow, a good place to be at this time of day. It's getting warmer and warmer with the passing of every new day, getting better all the time. And we feel good, don't we? Just agree with me, and you will feel even better. You'll catch what I've got, and it's a case of faith assured, attitude readjusted to be positive, and a good night's sleep. You see, after an intense day of work and worry, peppered with the boss's commands and the public's demands, well, we've got to unwind and find a way to relax from the day's confrontations of managing life. We need this time to breathe in the fresh energy of optimism and hope. Well, it's officially the month of May, a new month with new possibilities. But in other countries, today is much more than the start of a new month. May 1st is also known as May Day. Happy May Day! People typically celebrate this annual spring festival with maypoles, festivals, and maying, which is the gathering of spring flowers. The first day of May has been celebrated as a holiday since ancient times, the earliest appearing in pre-Christian times with the festival of Flora, the Roman goddess of flowers. The tradition includes dancing around a maypole with ribbons and wearing crowns of fresh flowers. In the Roman Catholic tradition, May is observed as Mary's month, a celebration of the Blessed Virgin Mary. May crownings occur in many Roman Catholic parishes and homes with the crowning of a statue of Mary. The rite may include hymns, prayers, and an act of consecration to Our Lady. The climax of the celebration is the moment when one of those present, often the youngest, places a crown of flowers on Mary's head, and a traditional hymn is sung to the Blessed Mother. And also, the political importance of May Day has grown in popularity since the 1880s, when it became observed as a workers' day in the United States. As early as the 1860s, working people fought to shorten the work day without a cut in pay. But it wasn't until the late 1880s that organized labor was able to have their demands met. At the National Convention in 1884, the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions, which later became the American Federation of Labor, proclaimed that 8 hours shall constitute a legal day's labor from and after May 1st, 1886. So, whether you celebrate with flowers, ribbons, crowns, or simply by working, today we celebrate May Day with hope for warm weather and Mayflowers to come. Now, May 1st is also a symbolic day of unconditional love and call upon all people and all nations to gather together in the wisdom of peace and love. Global Love Day is the universal recognition of our innate oneness through love. The day serves to unite one and all in a celebration of love and compassion. Celebrate Global Love Day by consciously focusing on love and what it means to you. Hopefully, by practicing love in all areas of your life, you will find it easy to love unconditionally all year long. The theme of the day explains it best. Love begins with me.
I love me. I love me. About you, but baby, I love me. Now everybody say, but I love me.
I'm Father John, and together we're in the Afterglow here on WJMJ, where we are Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. That was Meghan Trainor with I Love Me. Time now to piece together the individual bits and fragments of life to try to get a vision of the whole picture. So let's journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. It's time to release your faith in a big way. Now, don't have just a little vision. You're not inconveniencing God if you believe big. In fact, it's just the opposite. When you believe in doing great things, when you believe in setting a new standard for your family, it pleases God. Take the limits off and say, I don't see a way, but God, I know you have a way, so I'm going to believe to have this baby. I will believe to start a business to impact the world. I will believe that my whole family will serve you. I will believe to get totally well. You see, when you release your faith in a big way, it pleases God. It doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. God is a supernatural God. He's not limited by your resources, by your environment, or by your education, or by your nationality. If you'll have a big vision, God will not only do what you're dreaming about, He will do more than you can ask or you can think. I found that whatever your vision is, God will supersize it. He will do more than you can ask or think. If you keep the vision in front of you and don't get talked out of it, but just keep honoring God, being your best, thanking Him that it's on the way, God will supersize whatever you're believing for. He'll do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond. I saw an article in the paper several years ago about a man who gave a university $100 million. I cut that article out and I put it on my desk. Every time I see it, I say, God, you did it for a university, you can do it for this communications ministry. I'm still working toward and believing in that end. Don't worry, someday it'll happen. I've got a big vision. We can reach a lot of people with an extra $100 million. If you can accomplish your dreams in your own strength, talent, ability, and resources, then your dreams are too small. You don't need God's help with small dreams. So believe big. Your destiny is too great, your assignment too important to have little goals, little dreams, little prayers. Keep big things in front of you. If you don't have a vision for it, it's not going to happen. Without a vision, you won't see God's best. You won't be the winner that He wants you to be. And that's where faith meets life.
What we shall be.
Well, that was the Alan Parsons Project with a song called Time. In the Afterglow is where we share time. On WJMJ at 88.9 on that overcrowded FM dial, where you've got so many choices of radio stations to listen to, I thank you for making the choice for WJMJ. As for me, I'm Father John, and thank you for sharing some of your time with me this evening. Time is a commodity that we share with friends and family. It's very valuable, and once it's gone, it's gone. So thank you for your time. And 85 years ago today, one of the world's greatest superheroes made his debut appearance in Detective Comics, issue number 27. Batman. Ah, that's right. It's the Caped Crusader, the Dark Knight, the world's greatest detective. Batman first hit the newsstands on this very day back in 1939, and after seeing his parents murdered when he was a child, Bruce Wayne swore to protect Gotham City from danger, donning a bat-themed costume to put fear in the hearts of evildoers. What makes Batman unique is that he doesn't have any superpowers. He depends on his intellect, resources, and an indomitable will to fight crime. Batman has been portrayed in many mediums, including comics, television, and movies, and he brought with him a colorful cast of characters, including sidekick Robin, his butler Alfred Pennyworth, and Gotham Police Commissioner Jim Gordon. And we can't forget his many countless adversaries like the Joker, Catwoman, the Riddler, and Mr. Freeze. There have been many different takes on the Batman character throughout the years, sometimes campy and goofy-like in the 1960s sitcom, and other times dark and intense like in the movie The Dark Knight. But no matter the medium, Batman always finds a way to thrill us. Batman, debuting on this day back in 1939. And today is also the birth anniversary for the First Lady of Radio. Kate Smith was born on this very day in 1907 in Greenville, Virginia. She was an American singer first discovered by Columbia Records Vice President Ted Collins in 1930 and put on the radio a year later, where she became a big star. She never took a formal music lesson, but she would go on to record more songs than any other performer, over 3,000 to be exact. She also made more than 15,000 radio broadcasts and received more than 25 million fan letters. Kate Smith had several successful radio shows, the most popular being the variety show The Kate Smith Hour, which ran from 1937 to 1945. Smith would later move the Kate Smith Hour to television, where it aired from 1950 to 1954. And she would go on to have a string of hits that included Dream a little dream of me. I don't want to walk without you. Seems like old times. And a rousing rendition of God Bless America, which was written specifically for her by Irving Berlin. In addition to today being her birth anniversary, she also began her radio career on this date back in 1931 with the song When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain, a song that would become identified with her throughout her career. So now on her 117th birth anniversary, here is Kate Smith with her trademark song.
Hello, everybody. This is Kate Smith. All by myself at twilight, watching the day depart, and with a fading twilight, happiness fills my heart. When the moon comes over the mountain, every beam brings a dream, dear, of you. Once again
That was Kate Smith and her trademark song, When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain, on her 117th birth anniversary. It's all part of the Afterglow, where you'll find music, meditation, and inspiration that will keep us connected. And so now, it's story time in the Afterglow. In one of his best-known purity of heart parables, the Danish philosopher-theologian Søren Kierkegaard pictured a wealthy man driving along at night in his well-lighted carriage, looking comfortable and looking quite secure. But because of the light that surrounds him and the material security that he feels, this wealthy man never sees the stars. He never sees beyond his little, well-lighted, warm, secure world. In contrast, a poor peasant who is driving along all night is able to see the vast array of the heavens. Kierkegaard's parable is telling us how tragic it is for our life when we allow the false sense of security we receive from material things to obscure our view of the stars, as he puts it. It even obscures our view of God. Something to think about. And don't forget to take time to check out the stars poking through the darkness of tonight's sky. And on this first day of May, that was music by Jim Brickman called Gathering. In the Afterglow, our time of gathering for meditation and music, and we've got inspiration and reflection topped off with prayer. When you are feeling happy and positive and suddenly someone with a dark and negative attitude visits you, you most likely will feel a palpable energy shift downward. Instead of staying in the lower level of life, remind yourself of what is in your best interest. You may need to leave the company of that individual in order to again feel happy and positive, so just do it. Just do it. Be healthy. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. Remember the followers' fear at the crucifixion? They ran. Scared as cats in a dog pound, they ran. But fast forward 40 days. Peter is preaching in the very precinct where Christ was arrested. Followers of Christ defy the enemies of Christ. As bold after the resurrection as they were cowardly before it. Explanation? A resurrected Christ and His Holy Spirit. The courage of these men and women was forged in the fire of the empty tomb.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances off your head. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Wednesday of the fifth week of Easter. Those who remain in me, with me in them, bear fruit in plenty. Yes, we are so much one with Christ that the same life sap that is in Him flows through us too. We are one vine, Christ and us. The way that the people of the world can drink the fruit of the vine is if we, in Christ, bear fruit in plenty. Alone, cut off from each other, cut off from the vine of Christ, which is the church, we can do nothing. Solitary individuals, isolated from the surging life of Christ's grace, live withered, fruitless lives. The church is a communion of people, all linked with each other and with Christ. The Second Vatican Council describes the church as a sacrament, an outward sign of the inward grace of unity that links all people together. If that sounds all a bit up in the air for us, let's remember that the church finds its expression at the point of delivery, mostly in parishes. The parish is the church in miniature. The way Christ's body is made present there where we are. The parish is the church on the local level. This means our shared life should show. The same Christ life flows through all of us. We share the same bread, receive at the same table. We are the Lord's family, fed and nourished by heavenly bread, which, in uniting us with Christ, unites us with each other. This Holy Communion, if it is real, must mean that we are in communion with each other. Well, are we? Do we communicate, talk to each other, bind together to do good for others? Do we experience a bond between us to such an extent that if one suffers, we all suffer? If one rejoices, we are all happy. If we go to communion, if we communicate, we must communicate. The fruit of Holy Communion with Christ is Holy Communion with Christians. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. How are you being changed into Christ by the Eucharist? How does it show?
If I can reach the stars, pull one down for you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems. But for now I find it's only in my dreams. And I can change the world. I'll be the sunlight in your universe. You would think my love was really something good. Baby, if I could
this Wednesday, the first day of May, on the memorial of St. Joseph the Worker, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones, bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, I know that life lived by the power of your Spirit has greater rewards and profits than anything I can accomplish in my own flesh. Help me to always live according to your word and to refuse to be tempted to do otherwise. I know that living your way benefits every part of my life. I don't want to ever miss the mark you have for my life by not living your way. Speak to my heart about any of the plans I have for my life that are causing me to completely miss the plans you have for me. I don't want to assume that I'm doing everything right. I don't want to live my life without asking you how. Help me to live in a godly manner so that I can receive the promises you have for me in this life as well as in the life to come.
You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. If there is hurt here in my hands, take them. Yet if your grace can make these hands new, make them. You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise.
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps.
For it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs, our oppressors, for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs.
Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on foreign soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither.
Oh, let my tongue hold fast to my palate, if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem, the first of my joys.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, and buried he cared. My sins far away, rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. The hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Dying he saved me, and buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's come.
Far away, rising, he justified.
In the same way, you also were put to death to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might belong to another, to the one who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. For when we were in the flesh, our sinful passions, awakened by the law, worked in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are released from the law, dead to what held us captive, so that we may serve in the newness of the Spirit and not under the obsolete letter. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit. Creating God, in Jesus, you create our spirits anew. In hope, we pray.
Make us one body in Christ.
Help us to be faithful listeners to your life-giving word. In hope, we pray.
Make us one body in Christ.
Inspire ways for your church to nourish those who are newly baptized and newly confirmed. In hope, we pray.
Make us one body in Christ.
Strengthen the hope of those who wait to be reunited with family, homeland, community, or friends. In hope, we pray.
Make us one body in Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God grant us a peaceful night and a happy death, through Jesus, the Son of Joseph and Mary. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know.
You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. O Lord, rise up and let my enemies be shaken. If it's me that you judge, then Lord, let my heart awaken. You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the Church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I
I sing your praise. May all this evil come to an end and be over. God be my shield.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his countenance to you and grant you peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.